This coming week, President Bush plans to focus on defense policy with visits to military units in Georgia, Virginia, and West Virginia. This past Friday, he announced plans for a sweeping review of the U.S. military, ranging from salary issues to considering a reduction of the nation's nuclear weapons arsenal. With us is NPR's Tom Gelton. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Leanne.
These trips that the president has planned this coming week, are they meant to explain to the rank and file what his plans are for this review of the Pentagon?
I think that's a big part of it, Leanne. It's of course, the rest of the country wants to hear this, too. President Bush made such an issue of rebuilding the military during the presidential campaign. And in the past week or two, the headlines that we've seen have actually been a little bit startling or surprising. They've been, hold the line on defense spending. We got the word, for example, that the Bush administration intends to abide by the defense budget that the Clinton administration had proposed. And as one columnist said, President Bush did not exactly run on the campaign theme of I'll do what President Clinton suggests we do. So I think they feel that he has some explaining to do, certainly to members of the military, because the military supported him so overwhelmingly. I think he wants to make it very clear very soon that they were right to do it, that they can count on him not to get too nervous about these stories that he's going to hold the line on defense spending.
The military establishment was really looking to him to look after them, but didn't he also say that part of his campaign promise was to reform?
That's right, Leanne. In fact, he actually had what some people would say brilliant political strategy during the campaign, which is to talk rhetorically about the importance of rebuilding the military and saying help is on the way. And yet the numbers that his own campaign put out did not commit him to anything concrete. In fact, he actually proposed spending less money on the military than Al Gore was promising. So you can't go back now and say, well, he's breaking his promises, because specifically he didn't commit to any dollar figure. And one of the things that the administration and people in the defense establishment say is that you could have both. You can rebuild the military and hold the line on spending, because there are so many ways to reorient the military establishment that will allow you, theoretically at least, to improve the military and yet do it in a very economical way.
There are three main areas that this strategic review is going to cover: quality of life, the nuclear arsenal, and security questions. Explain or give examples about what's going to happen in each one of those.
Okay, first, quality of life. You know, Dick Cheney during the campaign used to address himself to military families, members of the military and their families who have very real concerns about their level of pay, their health benefits. You know, there are members of the military, enlisted members of the military, who are literally on welfare, qualify for welfare. This is how bad the situation is with pay. This is the area in which the Bush administration is most particularly committed to doing something major, above and beyond what the Gore or Clinton administrations would have done. The second issue is the nuclear arsenal. He has committed to a national missile defense. One of the things that the administration has suggested to sort of counteract that is to make very deep reductions in the arsenal of nuclear weapons that we have. And the second part of the review is the Defense Department will be looking at that nuclear arsenal and deciding how much of it can be reduced. The third part, which is in many ways the most interesting, is really looking at the big questions. Who are our enemies going to be in the future? What kind of wars are we going to be fighting? How many of those wars do we need to be prepared to fight at once? And how do we organize our forces in order to fight those wars? It's these questions where you might come up with some, and I don't use this word lightly, some revolutionary changes in the way the military is organized.
You really think we could see a change in the defense establishment? I would imagine that security questions and the way that wars are fought will certainly affect the kind of equipment that is ordered.
Exactly. And whenever you talk about equipment, you talk about challenging vested interests who want to see their own projects advanced. But the old way of fighting wars was to do it with heavy weapons, big heavy tanks, aircraft carriers, also air-to-air combat. The new way of fighting wars will be much more reliant on information technology, on cyber war, on being able to detect what's happening in real time throughout the theater of operations. And this means moving away from all those big, old, clunky weapons like aircraft carriers and heavy tanks. You'll see a reshaping of the military to make it much lighter, quicker, faster, and more precise in the way it can strike.
You brought up the missile defense system as part of the second prong, the looking at the nuclear arsenal. Aren't they two separate things? I mean, where does all of this really leave that particular strategy, the missile defense program?
To some extent, the missile defense is being looked at separately, but this idea of relying on electronics and information to fight your enemy actually fits in with national missile defense, because one of the key parts of that is the ability to detect instantly when a missile is fired against you and to counteract it immediately. Potentially, the biggest conflict will come in terms of budget. I mean, because if you were to go ahead with a full-fledged national missile defense system that involved assets on the sea and on land and possibly even in space, this would cost tens of billions, maybe more than $100 billion. And doing that would force you to make serious cutbacks in other areas of the military that may be considered just as essential or even more essential in the future. So potentially you do see some competition for resources here.
NPR's Tom Gelton. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Surely, Ann.